From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Melman. A U.S. president for the first time will visit Hiroshima. U.S. President Barack Obama says he'll visit Hiroshima late this month, becoming the first U.S. leader to go to the Japanese city where an American warplane dropped the world's first atomic bomb in 1945 near the end of World War II, killing tens of thousands of people. For seven decades, American presidents have avoided visiting the city, apparently to avoid the impression that such a visit would be seen as an apology for the devastation caused by the atomic blast there and in Nagasaki, where a second A-bomb was dropped 3 days later. Obama is traveling to Japan from May 21st to the 28th for a meeting of leaders of the G7, the world's leading economies. The White House said he would visit Hiroshima near the end of his visit, together with Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe, to highlight his continued commitment to pursuing the peace and security of a world without nuclear weapons. Secretary of State John Kerry visited Hiroshima last month and said the memorial there is a stark, harsh, compelling reminder not only for our obligation to end the threat of nuclear weapons, but to rededicate all of our effort to avoid war itself. The U.S. Defense Department sent a Navy warship to carry out a freedom of navigation operation in the disputed South China Sea Tuesday. The USS William P. Lawrence sailed within 12 nautical miles of Chinese-occupied Fiery Cross Reef to challenge excessive maritime claims of some claimants in the South China Sea, in a statement, according to the DOD. Foreign Ministry spokesman for China, Liu Kang, told a daily news briefing the ship entered Chinese waters illegally. This is